Oh, no. Come in, come in. Jimmy said you wanted to come over and talk to me. Something about a school project and wanting to interview a older adult about things. Not that I particularly care to think of myself as older, but, well, I guess to someone your age, I am old. So go ahead, have a seat. Do you want some cookies, some milk? A glass of water, some tea. You must be too young to drink coffee yet. Okay. I see, you're fine. You seem very fidgety and nervous. What are you so nervous about? The interview? Don't be so silly. You've been over here 100 times. I don't know how many times you've stayed the night here. And. Oh, it's not because you're scared of me, it's the subject. Okay, so what is the interview about? Okay, so it's for your social studies class. Okay. Excuse me? You're kidding me. That's what you guys are learning in school these days? Okay, so you're supposed to interview somebody who's not in your family about sex. Oh, okay, so it's not quite that transparent, but well, I suppose it's better than how they did it in my day and they pretended sex didn't exist, right? Hopefully you kids are learning how to take care of yourself and make good decisions and all of that good stuff, so. Oh no, sweetheart, I'm not embarrassed. Sex is a perfectly natural human function. I don't mind talking about it at all. I'm sure it'd embarrass the hell out of Jimmy to hear me say that, but okay. And so, well, let's understand these ground rules first. Okay, so are you gonna be telling everybody that it's me that you're interviewing? I mean, I don't wanna be too honest about what goes on with me and the mister, and then hear from Jimmy that you were talking about our sex life in class. And okay, so it has to be an anonymous interview. All right. And so what are you supposed to ask about? Oh, okay. How old was I when I had my first kiss? Oh, that's easy. I was 14, and it was out back of my parents' house. There's this big, beautiful tree back there. And Aaron, oh, his last name started with an S. I can't remember, but he lived down the street. And he came over and he pushed me down and then we're like we were wrestling and then he just kissed me and that was it. That was my first kiss. Then he ran away because he was all embarrassed. Well, that's not such a bad question to ask. What else? Okay, when was the first time I was sexually active? Okay, well, I lost my virginity at 17. It was to a boy on the swim team. I was on the swim team as well, so it just seemed to happen one day after practice. You know, bathing suits being what they are and all that. And well, it was it. Oh no. No. He had no idea what he was doing. Neither did I, for that matter. I mean, we were both 17, and what did we know? Nothing. Sex is one of those things that gets much, much better the older you get and the more you learn. Oh, I'm sure you'll find out someday, sweetheart. Cute boy like you. Of course. Excuse me? Okay, so that is kind of a jump from the last question you asked. What are things that I find attractive? Well, you know, of course, my husband and, men, secret things. What do you mean, secret things? Things that I don't tell other people about. Why would I tell you? I mean, how do I know that you're not going to turn around and tell Jimmy all about this? and then I'll be making dinner one night and he'll just casually let it slip that mom's into bondage or whatever. No, that's not it. That's not the thing that I'm into. You have to promise me that I can trust you. That you aren't going to tell, anyone, if I tell you. Can I trust you? Okay. So you want to know what the thing that I find sexy is, my secret thing. Well, I'll be honest. I find very young men, really, basically boys, to be very sexually attractive. There's something so sweet and innocent, and yet I can tell that these young men, these boys, they're full of hormones and they're aching to be touched and to be corrupted and explored. All they need is a single touch to unlock those deep desires within them. Just the idea of taking someone so innocent and, well, teaching them how to touch me, how to taste me, how to please me and pleasure me, make me come. Bringing him all of those carnal pleasures. Making him feel everything for the very first time. Showing him that it's okay to have these desires. Showing him how much an older woman really knows. Does that answer your question? You seem to be squirming a little. Why? You're not sure. I think I know. Tell me something. Have you ever caught a glimpse of me when I was less than fully dressed? Some night when I come down to the kitchen with just my robe loosely around me? Come on, you can be honest with me. You've seen my breasts, haven't you? Did they look nice? Did they make you feel things? So tell me something. Have you ever touched yourself and thought about Jimmy's mom? Tell the truth. I told you the truth. You have? I thought so. And tell me something else. Is there really a school project? Or did you just want to come over here and talk to me about sex while we were alone? I thought so. Well, that was quite brave of you, coming over here like that. But you know, if you stay, things are never going to be the same for you. The thing about older women that you need to understand is that when we want something or someone, we will take them and corrupt them fully. I've thought about you for years, watching you at sleepovers, birthday parties. So, This is your opportunity. Do you want to leave? Or are you going to stay?